Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. The third to last Secret Show for the year. This is it. This is the last week of the year for us. I know. It's funny, isn't it? This year, I mean, things are, they also have felt really long, but time has flown in its own way, too. It's been such like a time warpy kind of last couple of years. Such a strange thing.
Well, that's, I believe that part's universal, and in that just about anybody you talk to, they're like, I don't know what day it is. Right. I don't know what month it is. I don't know. I mean, luckily, the Christmas thing, that's an easy marker
because right.
the displays are up everywhere. So
it must be December.
Yeah, at least you got that going for you. But yeah, I don't think that I've had it the worst of anybody, not by any stretch. But we've had a hard run. It's been a long year, and I'm looking forward to a little vacation and getting refreshed and coming back in 2022 with high hopes for a much better year.
You guys doing anything?
Nope.
Just hanging at home, huh?
I'm gonna go.
Is your wife off the whole time too, or?
She's not. So she'll have different work, and then we've got some plans for the kids because we need to deal.
Yep.
So we've made some plans. But yeah, it's look, I'm glad we made it through this year. All of us.
2022 is going to be awesome.
That's, I've got, I see light at the end of the tunnel.
It's going to be the best.
A positive, super great year ahead.
Yeah, people are saying it is going to be the best year we've ever had. People are saying that everywhere I go. I only am here and I say it a lot. So that's probably where I get it from. But I believe it. I am a believer. I've had enough. Even today, like, this day just can't decide what it wants to be. But 2022 has decided. It's going to be the best. This day is so weird. Like, out my window, it's right now, it's raining, but I can see the blue sky. It's so, such a weather, it happens. Let's talk about it.
Okay, let me ask you something, because some people wrote in, and no one wrote in about this, so this was just something that occurred to me, but some people wrote in and love Mo, some people were like, enough with Mo. That's always the way with every guest, right?
Yes.
Right.
So that's just the way that goes. But one of the things he said was, so with my wife, the kinkiest thing we do is we'll put on porn, and what I'm into is, and what did he say exactly?
Straight women pretending to be lesbians.
Which I assumed was a slam. I took it as, oh, because lesbians are butt ugly? I guess that's what he meant, right?
I think what he... Maybe that's what he meant.
Why specifically straight women pretending to be lesbian?
Because they're putting on a show for dudes. That's why. Because I think that I think real lesbian sex probably doesn't have anything to do with making your tits look great for the camera. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that what they want are porn actresses who will really do anything for money with their clothes off. And, okay, pretend you're a lesbian. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm. All right. I just...
I don't know.
It struck me as weird.
I...
Like, why wouldn't two natural lesbians be fine for you? But maybe... my assumption was they wear flannel and he's not into that. But I
Or maybe,
know.
You know, real lesbians are like, I don't do porn. That I mean, I'm sure there are some who do. And there's probably gay women specific porn.
I'm going to guess there's everything, since there are people who bottle farts. I mean, what?
Right.
That is the thing. If you missed early on the show today, there's a lady who was on 90 Day Fiance who is farting into jars and selling them for, I think, $1,000 a piece. It could be 100 and she just bad at math. But we think it's $1,000 a piece. And she's on one of those OnlyFans
Stephanie
style
Maddow.
Things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of those pay sites. Yeah. As soon as I looked her up and added porn at the other side of her name, the pictures went from her TV show appearances to her nude and other performances.
I can't think of the name of the site, but it's like an OnlyFans. You pay to see the content that you
unfiltered.
No E's at the end there. Yeah. Just unfiltered. Mm-hmm. So
together we form a brain.
I know. Thank goodness for all of us, because how many times am I like, you know, what's the guy's name? You know, the one guy who was on that one show, and somebody else yells it out, and you're like, yep, that's it. Thank God.
That's it. We got it. Give me $50.
I hate when someone, you know the name, and you know the name, or the mm-hmm. thing, or whatever it is, and somebody
and
says.
And they say it first?
No. And
they
then.
They go, what's that person's name? Is it Maddie? And you're like, damn it, why'd you say that name? Now that name's stuck in my head, because I'm trying to think about their real name. That's what happens to me all the time.
Oh, no, it's more like somebody asks you, and then when you're on the spot, the random access to that is just gone.
Oh, that happens
like,
all the time.
Oh, shit, how could I not know this person's name? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You don't know the half of it, 38-year-old.
Well, it's happening to me already, though. I mean, I definitely have that going on.
Yeah.
You know what struck me was about Mo was that she doesn't care or she doesn't watch, so he's basically watching the porn he likes and getting serviced. Like, he doesn't have to. You know, it's almost like a nice little jerk-off session, but then somebody's taking care of it for you.
No, that whole part, it all struck me off. I hadn't gotten to that part yet. But yeah, the part where he's like, well, the kinkiest thing we do is watch porn. And then he says, I watch lesbian porn. And then he goes, and she doesn't watch. What? Well, then shut the computer and focus on her, for God's sakes. What are you doing?
He sounds like he's getting a blowjob while he's watching porn. Right? Yeah, that's right. I don't know. Yeah, I don't mind watching a little porn. I don't really put it on myself, but if John wants to watch, and he knows what I like, so he'll put on something that I'm going to like, because I'm sure he watches what, he probably also likes to watch two chicks who aren't lesbians pretend they are for dudes. I guess,
you know what, he's probably thought it one step farther than I have, in that I like to watch two ladies do stuff to each other, but my concern for their real desires doesn't enter into it. I'm busy and
he's
just
humanizing them is what you're saying. Yeah. He gets that they're paid actresses.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look at the visuals here and get what I need.
I have to stick my face where? Okay, what does it pay?
He might turn something on and go, oh, those are actual lesbians. I don't like this.
Yeah. Those look too much like real lesbians. They look like they like it too much. I want them to be kind of dainty with it and just like, barely get their tongue on it and then be shaking their ass into the camera. Okay. So anyway. Yeah, that's, you know, everyone's got their thing.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. The other thing that we were just talking about this on the air, somebody wrote it and said, let me read you the actual thing. Can y'all please discuss bidets on The Secret Show? As a woman, I don't trust it not to give me an infection. It's front to back, not back to front. So
I'm just like worried about the same thing, actually. Like, what if you're on your period? Is it just like a mess?
You know? I never thought about that.
That's what I was thinking about.
You know, you don't have to use it.
Right? I know, but
you can turn them on and off. So you can be like, not today. I'm.
Yeah, but what if I wanted? Would it clean it better if I'm on my period? Will it make it worse?
Or is it going to make the whole bathroom look like a murder scene?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Does it spray it all over the room? Probably not.
And what if you have white walls? Like, oh, God.
Not supposed to. You're doing it wrong if it hits the walls, Coco.
Now, let me ask you something. As a person, the only person who's really used a bidet, like a real bidet where you turn on, you can. No, I'm saying Vinny's. Hold on.
I've never used a real bidet in that, again. The bidet that you originally saw, I don't know, when you were a kid or as you're growing up, the one that the French people use, which is this
beside the toilet.
Almost, mm-hmm. And it's this almost like urinal, but laid on its back, and now it's up facing, and there's a fountain that squirts up. Exactly. I've never used that. I don't know what that's all about. The one I used was at a hotel in Hawaii. We got it, or it was on the seat.
A part of the toilet experience.
It was part of the toilet seat. I definitely looked at the remote for it and was like, do I want to touch that? And then I went, I got to try it. I'm here, right? I turned the thing on. It starts squirting water to clean me. The water's warm. Uh-huh. And I'm all, wow, that feels pretty good. Oh, that is quite pleasant. Huh. And then I just sat there later.
Did the water run cold after a while?
No, and I just sat there for a while and I thought, this is pleasant. It's not, look, I guess because it's in your, you know, below your waist, there's some sexual reality to that, but I'm not like gonna come. It just felt good. I didn't mind it. Mm-hmm. And then the thing does dry you. So in terms of like its usefulness, I liked it. Have I run right out and bought one for my house? No, I haven't. So I don't love it that much.
Right at the beginning of the pandemic. And it couldn't have been a better time. Like there's a toilet paper shortage and, and it was super. It's the best thing about it is that one, I mean, that's not the best thing about it's the warmness is fine. It's nice and warm on your butt, but it's super clean. You get up feeling squeaky clean. Like you don't feel like there's any residue. You know what I mean? When you go number two, it's all gone because it's like blasted away by water.
Well, and the other thing, and look, I usually will take a shower before I'm going to have sex with anybody. That's just period. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let Christina put her face down there if I haven't cleaned everything. I'm just not. So that's me. So I don't know that I would use the bidet. I think I'd still want a shower. But toilet paper, the whole reason remember that the wet wipes revolution that ended up clogging everyone's toilets and we all had to get pulled back as quickly as the people in charge at the sewer department could tell us, stop it. Uh-huh. You're clogging everything.
They
up.
Say flushable, but it's they're so not.
Flushable. Yeah, they're not flushable. So do not do that. But the truth was, there's paper crumbs in your ass crack when you're using dry paper. So none of us, want that. And I do think the water, that's nice. The water cleans you out. You don't have any kind of butt dust at all, whether it be paper or caca.
It's
don't laugh at that.
That's funny. So I Googled it this morning. And one of the things that came up was about your period and how to. But these weren't the toilet seat ones. These were actual bidets. And I've been faced with a bidet problem when I was a little kid. My nana had a bidet in her bathroom, and we hardly ever went into that bathroom.
Oh my God! Did you used to wash your face in it?
I did play with it.
I think I peed in one before.
I didn't know what it was. And there I am staying with my nana and, she's bustling around in the kitchen frying. I don't know what she was doing. She did make a lot of fried chicken. Really good, though. And
I was drinking from the drinking fountain in the bathroom,
Nana.
That's
so cool, Nana. And if I recall, it did squirt straight up.
Yeah, it squirted straight up.
And then fall back down. But so I'm looking at this video today. And then the only other really experience that I've had, other than people's toilet seat ones, Tommy forced me to use his, was when we were in Germany. There was a bidet in the Airbnb that we were staying in. And I did try on that I was like, the full on next to the toilet thing. And I was like, okay, I'll see what this is all about. I see if I can use this.
Let's see how the other half lives.
And it was, I was befuddled. Like I couldn't, do I squat down and now I got to hold here until the things, and now I'm all wet. There's no air coming out of those ones, I don't think. Or if I didn't find it. And then when I first turned on the thing, it really came jetting out. And it wasn't a straight up and down one. It was like a straight kind of out toward from the back kind of to the front. And I'm like, well, I'm a girl. Should I go on it face forward? Like, so I'm facing the wall because it's squirting like that. Like, so it would hit the front of me. And then... But then it was a very strong stream, and I just thought, well, now what do I use? I don't think this towel is really for my ass crack. I think this is to dry my hands on. Like I was just too. I just went. I guess I'm not going to use that.
Oh, so you never tried it?
I did try it. I tried it.
Oh,
but
and then
it was.
What'd you do?
I was soaking wet.
Or...
I'm like. I guess I got to stand here, kind of in a half squat, like those. People who use bidets all the time, like you are squatting on the, there is no seat. Yeah. So you're squatting and now, I guess it's great for your quads or something, but I really did feel like, boy, I wish I had a bar to hold on. And then I had to take my pants all the way off to do it from the front because I was like,
to
what
spread
do I
your le- sure.
Yeah, what am I going to squirt it on my ass for? All I did was pee. And then maybe you're not even supposed to use it for that. But then I'm reading today that when you go to the one that's not the toilet seat one, but the one that's next to it, uh-huh. you're supposed to have already wiped all the poop off yourself. You're
right.
supposed to have already
so those
wiped.
Are just, yes, exactly right. So that's, I think, that, again, that will get whatever the paper didn't get and also the paper crumbs as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you're not going to be able to power wash your asshole. You've got shit on your asshole.
Yeah.
You got to get that off with
yeah.
with paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it, though. I think it's a great thing.
I would like one of the
remove.
Toilet seat ones. That seems mm-hmm. reasonable.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that you'd get so used to it, though, that you'd feel super bummed if you were someplace that they didn't have one? Like,
yeah. Yeah. I think you'd get used to feeling clean, and you'd definitely feel
you'd
different
feel crummy.
Otherwise.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You wouldn't, you know.
You do feel that way.
It's
I
just
feel
like
that way.
Sleeping in not your bed when you go on vacation. You just uh-huh. deal with it, and then you get right. home and go, oh, thank God.
Oh, when, God, the gentle splashes.
Immediate, when you sit down already, it's the cold seats. Like, oh, man, that sucks.
Oh,
just that.
Oh,
immediate.
Is the seat warmed, too?
Yeah, the seat is warmed.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And apparently, as it was explained to me when I first told you guys this story, our texters wrote in and said, that is because of the Japanese tourism that happens in Hawaii and in Japan. These things are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They use bidets not exclusively, but, you know, the percentage is way bigger than here.
I wonder if it's like a home thing because we went to Japan and I don't remember ever seeing that or sitting on a...
Well,
I think in public places, they probably just don't have them.
Yeah, well, think about it. The tourism in their places, they probably don't have as many people. It's something they have in their homes,
right? Americans.
I had it
who
at
came,
my hotel
right.
in Japan.
Did you?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Huh. Yeah,
it was
I didn't
tiny
have
hotel
it.
Too.
Hmm.
There you know. Go.
But I think that there are two different ones for the female and the male. So I would assume that because I never hit the female. Obviously, I can go ask Anita if you want. But I'm pretty sure one just squirts right at your butthole, and the other one, I would assume goes out further.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. that you can hit the vag area. Should I ask her? Nah.
Yeah. Let's get her on.
I'm not gonna get her on. I'll just ask her.
She oh, Anita's come gonna come on.
No, yeah, she's not coming. On.
Oh, that'd
sure
be great.
Well,
I haven't seen
I'll
her
I'll ask
in a
her
while.
If she wants to come. Hold on. All right. Let's see.
You just yell for her.
Honey!
Honey! It's like when a phone call is.
Oh, you know what? Though Anita's right. just gonna shrivel up and die when we're like, so let's talk about your bidet use.
Yeah.
Can I do like this? What's going on?
Hey, yeah, you can do like this, her. You're not
going to
be on camera.
It doesn't matter. We're not filming anything.
I know. Just here, talk to them real quick.
Hey, Nita.
Put this on your head.
No, I'm looking right and left.
It doesn't matter. Left doesn't matter.
Hello?
Nita, I can't hear you.
Anita!
We're not here.
Merry Christmas!
Merry
Hello!
Christmas.
So, we were wondering about your little squirty bidet thing on your toilet seat.
Yeah.
So,
oh.
Does Cameron like it too?
No,
she hasn't used it yet.
Oh, you haven't even used it on her. So is it two different settings for a girl? Like if you're using it for a number two, it's coming at you from behind and then there like the wand comes out further just for like a normal girl thing?
Yes. There's one for the front and one for the back.
See that, Sarah? Oh, Coco, so, ask your question.
I think there might be three settings.
Oh, three. Oh, goodness. Like for the tank?
Back,
and does it go out far enough so that it doesn't squirt towards the front? Because you're supposed to go from the front to back. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I only use the one setting.
But yeah. like, if you're really wiping, you're supposed one. To. If you're wiping yourself with actual toilet paper, like
no,
the old-fashioned way.
Stop talking.
Wait.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Anita. Everybody,
Anita,
thank you, Anita. Clearly,
no,
the hero boy. Here.
Hey,
thanks, Mama.
The wand squirts you right in the eye, if you know what I mean. There is no, I understand.
The back, on your back door.
The back door, it squirts you right in the eye. There
that,
isn't like, yeah, you're not having, I mean, look, on a woman, those two areas are next door neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really, really close to each other.
An inch or so.
Or so, right. So I don't know. I can't speak to it, but I do know that when I used it, it got me right in the eye.
So a girl might be afraid that the eye shot would go, like, things would start to leak over to the area where you don't want that
stuff. I don't think it would.
Stuff.
I think that you've already wiped, you've already cleaned the area, and now you're just giving it a quick
rinse. A rinse. Are you soaping?
No.
Do you think do you think that people might use a little bit of soap in a regular bidet, like a side next to the toilet bidet?
I would say to you, get in the shower. What are you doing?
I'm going to wash my asshole right here.
No, your asshole.
Why would I waste all that? Why would I waste all that water taking a shower when I could just
scrub it up right here? If you've had, you know, extreme diarrhea,
I just wanted to smell
something.
Nice. I didn't. I just had a regular poop, and then I wanted to put a little hand soap on
there.
Right, or something.
Well, a little hand soap.
And this isn't... you use your hand? Do you? Would you be like, let me feel around and make sure everything's gone?
I think you saved that for the shower.
Yeah, you've taken it a step too far.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you're already going a step further by having the water there. Normally, people just use toilet paper, which is not great.
So, do you have to hang out afterward until you're dry?
No.
Yeah, that's
so
that
you,
part.
You squirt
it. Dries
it
dries you.
So, yeah, you can.
Talking
it takes
about
forever.
This regular side by side one.
Oh. I don't know about that. You wipe your. I'm sure you use some toilet paper for that.
So you wipe app, but now you're rolling
you
it on your wet
like
butt.
You gotta get like a European person on for that.
Yeah,
I would bet if you got one of the traditional bidets, you would keep a hand towel nearby, and that would be the towel that you would dry yourself with, and then you would take that to the laundry.
That's a single-use towel, right?
Well,
I mean,
unless
you did
just
wipe your asshole
and
with
it. If you're the only one, then I guess you could use it more than once. You're clean.
Right. Yeah, we need an expert.
And somebody comes in and uses it as a facial towel.
That would be a problem.
Yeah. Hopefully it's hung like clearly it's for this.
Right.
Like
I have this.
Here's a shit towel, everybody.
Little shit Sarah towel. Drinking from grandma's bidet, and then someone walking in and going, "No, what are you doing? Get your mouth off of that!"
It's so fun. It's like a bubbler at school. You know, what I'm gathering from this is that the much cheaper option, which is to buy the toilet seat with the little wand, that's the one, because you could, if you had the time, you sit there and let it dry you. And then if you didn't have the time, you'd dab with toilet paper and get off any additional water. Because the other one, man, that's a fucking mystery to me. I'm like, because you'd think that there'd be like grab bars on the wall if you had to face it.
Yeah, what you were describing does sound like...
And I had to take my pants all the way off to get on it far enough.
That's pro. You're not pro. You're not even ready to go amateur yet. You need... practice and to work your way up to that.
Yeah.
But I think the ones on the toilet seats, they're a delight. And anyone out there who hasn't tried it, when you do, you're probably saying to yourself, Vinny is such a lunatic. I'm telling you, ask Bryn. He'll tell you. He went and got one. Mm-hmm. It feels very pleasant, and it's nice to be clean.
Ultimately, it's the clean part. I don't need to over pleasure all that much.
Tell the truth. Have you ever jerked off with that thing squirting you in the ass?
Hell no. I didn't.
Why not?
Sense. Why would you? It's not that I am against it, but it doesn't give me that much pleasure to be like.
How do you know until you try?
And partly there's just too much going on. Like I told you, I need to watch porn. I can't do it without watching porn. So there I am with it squirting, wasting
have
water in California.
Have you tried? Yeah, we should be in a drought. There's Prin right. trying to figure out how to come. Hey, so have you watched... Or have you done it to yourself with pictures since we last talked about it?
Me? Oh, no.
Oh, you just can't, huh?
I just can't. I wouldn't even try. It
wow.
just doesn't make any sense.
What?
Look, if there's an option, if it's
how,
right
how
there,
can you
if it's
not
in reaching
look
distance.
At I understand, but how does looking at a picture of a pussy not do it?
It's just not. I guess I'm spoiled. Right.
You used to watch that thing get pounded.
Yeah, I do. Actually, that's my type of porn. Talking about your preference of porn, I like to see somebody get pounded.
I can't
watch two lesbians because oftentimes they're not.
Oh,
really,
I can.
They're not really going for it as hard as I want them to be going for it. Oh. I mean, sometimes they can be. But
so
you
pounding,
can't watch
not
oral on a woman. And get off.
I can watch
like,
that. I can
well,
tell,
that's
but
saying.
That's not my preference, though.
Oh,
my preference is to watch somebody actually get penetrated and
I'm
away,
really only into the penetration
the
too. Like I just really that's I could care less about any of the other stuff. I don't care.
Well, you also finish in 1 second, so
I
that
know,
doesn't
right?
really.
It's longer for me when I'm with John. So if I'm gonna sit and watch porn, he knows you know what I really want to see.
Go on. I'll
know.
Say it if you don't want to say it.
I want to see a big black dude doing a little Japanese girl or Asian girl.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know.
Talk about Pound Town. That's what it is right there.
Yep. There it is. But not like those, you know.
Her guts are ruined forever, but right. Fine, exactly. You got off. Right. What's the difference?
Pushing
right?
Her stomach out, out her mouth.
She's feeling it in her esophagus.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. I want to read you this because it's actually been hanging out for, and we're almost out of time. I don't even know. Okay, we'll start it now. We'll have our thoughts, and then maybe we can revisit it at some point. Here it is. Hey, guys, I've got a situation I'd love to get your opinions on. This is from Elle.
Hey, Elle.
My husband and I have a 10-year-old daughter, and a few years back, my husband's mother, our daughter's grandmother, passed away, leaving our daughter a significant inheritance, $275,000.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
We have it tucked away, earning interest, waiting for her to attend college. Our daughter and her grandmother were very close. They saw each other every day since the day she was born. Her passing was and still is very heartbreaking for our little girl. Not a day goes by that we do not talk about and remember grandma. Surprise, I just found out I'm pregnant and we're expecting a little girl in May. This was completely unexpected and a total shock to us as I've been on birth control since having our daughter 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Initially, I was not so excited as I'm 42, but as the days go on, we're becoming more and more excited. So here's the dilemma. My husband thinks we should split our daughter's inheritance money in half, giving our new baby money in the bank too. He says it's what his mom would have wanted. I just don't know if this is fair to our daughter. I know for certain the other grandchildren did not receive as much of an inheritance as our daughter did, as my husband was the executor of the will. I don't think she's saying the husband finagled it so his daughter got the most, but that the grandmother specifically gave this little girl this amount.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Our daughter and her grandmother had such a special and close bond with one another. The new baby will never know or have the opportunity to have such a special relationship with her late grandmother. I just don't know if splitting the money is the right decision to make. What do you guys think? Thanks, Elle.
This is easy. So easy.
What is it?
You said no, Nicole?
I did.
You say no split?
Yeah, what do you say, Vinny?
I say split.
100% split. And the only reason she's questioning this is because she doesn't know this new daughter yet.
Right.
And the other thing that's really that I, because I think this is easy, I think 100% you split that fucking money. Right. Here's my problem with this. They have $275,000 sitting in an account earning interest. That's not good enough. It's called a 529E. And the money that I put in for my kids when they were first born, it's 10 times more than I ever contributed to that. They are incredibly well-managed things. We're in the Utah one and the Michigan one. And Vinny, you're also in 529s, are you
not? Both my kids are in the Michigan one by your recommendation. And I don't say that because I want to hold you responsible for the if it goes to zero. I say that because I really did appreciate the advice and acted on it immediately upon my daughter being born. You need certain information. I would have done it before if I didn't need certain information in order to set it up. And then I set up the same exact thing right off of that same website for my youngest daughter. What I thought you were going to say, and maybe you haven't been able to finish your sentence yet, but you're 42. You're going to want that youngest kid to have that money for college because you'll be retirement age and won't be able to afford her college. So you want to split that up, put it in a 529, like Sarah said, under each of their names and leave it.
And the other thing is you can continue to contribute to that. Family members can also contribute to that. So they say, hey, happy birthday. I just made a $200 contribution in my wonderful niece's name to your 529. You're insane to have that in a simple interest bearing. If you're getting 1%, that's nothing. This is what they do. They manage the money. They're really aggressive at first. And as the kid gets closer to needing it at 18, they take it down to safer and safer things. They're amazing at this,
yeah.
And you could triple that money in the 8 years between now and your daughter going to college.
I'm no good money manager, and if you walked into my garage and saw how many surfboards I have, you'd go, you're the most wasteful fuck of all time. So, and that's, you know, hey, look, it's my money. I do what I want with it.
Right.
But I will say, if this were my situation, First of all, yes, absolutely the money gets split. Second of all, I wouldn't put it all in the 529. I would put 100K in the 529 and let that build. Maybe a little more for your 10-year-old since right. the youngest one is going to have that money building for 10 extra years.
Right.
But then I would put the other money in a high interest account or some other way of
yeah,
investing.
Yeah, if you're worried
it.
Of it not, you know, you don't well, want it look, to go away.
As far as like putting it in the 529, how much can you spend on? I mean, I admit, yes, you could go to Harvard and you could also become, you know, you get your bachelor's and now you decide you want more. Okay, right. fine. You may need it. But in reality, most people go to 4 years and it shouldn't cost what that money's going to end up being.
Right.
At 125 each?
Right.
How much was the total? 250 or
275, so like 135.5
Okay.
Each.
You put that in now, that money's going to build to be so much, they won't be able to spend it all.
You know what? You're making a great point. Maybe you even go like 50 grand for the youngest and 75 for the oldest, because college is expensive. And if they don't use it for college, you can still, it's still, you don't lose it. You know, I think that you get taxed at a different rate if it gets taken out at that. But it's, you know, that's the whole point is it's really good tax thing for your kids. It's your money you've contributed, but it's at their tax rate. And it's if you use it for school, I don't think they pay anything on it. And then you're right. Invest the rest of it because truthfully, you get into some solid mutual funds. You don't have to be risky with it at all. That money, that $275,000. It's not beyond the realm of possibilities that it's worth $1 million 10 years from now. It just isn't.
Right.
You could really be setting both of them up for the future with that money, not sitting in a bank account getting
or
interest.
You could just
That's
favor
bullshit.
Your one child and let the other one
yes,
be a, you
could
know.
Yeah, that I don't see being. Sarah nailed it, too, when she said, you don't know that new kid yet. You won't want to shortchange that other kid.
And I think that your husband's right, and he would have wanted both of your kids, and probably your youngest would have been as close with grandma. And if there's a heaven and grandma's looking down, she's like, first of all, get that fucking money invested. Second of all, definitely split it with the other. I mean, you guys, that's how people make money.
Boy,
they invest
grandma
it.
Grandma talks like a sailor, even around God. My goodness.
Well, turns out God's like, yeah, I like it when people talk like that. It's my flag.
She's sitting there with her martini
yeah,
talking shit. All right, let's get out of here.
All right. Well, oh, the help. So right. people can write in and tell us that we're crazy or not. So, Bryn@RadioAlice.com.
.com.
Did you already turn it off? Did I say all that for nothing?
No.
Okay.
No.
One more time. The end.
Oh, the end. Right.